Sally Reed challenged an Idaho state law that prohibited her from administering her dead son's estate just because she was a woman. The law at the time stipulated that when there were two people equally entitled to administer a deceased person's estate, males must be preferred to females. Reed fought the case against her ex-husband through every level of the courts until it ended up before the U.S. Supreme Court, which in 1971 ruled unanimously in her favor.
Sally Reed thought that this law was not just, and this is the most remarkable thing, she had faith in the legal system of the United States to right the wrong that she thought had been done to her.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, then a professor of law, was the principal author of the brief on behalf of Sally Reed.
So when this case was going to the trial court, the appeals court, the Supreme Court in the state of Idaho, people were noticing it and thinking, this is the case that will enable the Supreme Court to understand the pernicious effects of making laws on the assumption that women are this way and men are that way. And that prediction proved correct.
At a recent panel discussion in Washington marking the 40th anniversary of the case, Justice Ginsburg said the landmark decision establishing that the government could not discriminate on the basis of gender led to changes throughout American society.
In the wake of Reed, hundreds of laws, state and federal, were changed. Congress went through all the provisions of the U.S. Code and changed almost all that had overt gender classifications.
For example, Congress passed laws banning employment discrimination against pregnant women and prohibited sex discrimination in education programs that receive federal support, including sports. But women weren't the only ones to benefit from the new standard of equal protection under the law. Emily Martin is vice president and general counsel at the National Women's Law Center in Washington and a panelist at the Reed v. Reed anniversary event. She told the packed audience that revised laws gave men new rights.
For example, in 1975, the Supreme Court opened the door for thousands of widowed fathers to receive Social Security benefits that before were only available to widowed mothers of dependent children.
Justice Ginsburg says today, gender barriers facing women in the workplace have almost completely disappeared.
The closed door era has ended. I think there's no occupation that is closed to women. I mean, once it was lawyering, bartending, policing, firefighters, all those jobs were off limits to women. And now there's almost no occupation that is not open to women.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the second woman appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court, says what remains now is something a ruling cannot mandate, for American society to be open to the idea that women and men need a balance between work and family. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.